Okay, which?
Page 85, I believe.
That'll be on a different page 85 than I am, because I've got roadside improvements.
This is the front. Page 85 in the summaries, I guess.
Okay, that's under the equity schedule. So is that the first line, 2019 proposed transfer in?
Yes.
Do we have a seconder? Councilor Drell, thank you.
So this is, I mean, at first blush, it might seem a little radical, but if you go to that detailed IT plan, the colors on it, there's unspent, first of all, for IT hardware, there's unspent funds from previous years of close to $200,000. So, which means to me, we've over-budgeted that money in past years, which I know I've moved this motion on a regular basis, and kind of always believe we're over-budgeting for IT hardware. So to me, that's kind of an indication that that was probably accurate. So the plan is to spend $391,500, including $120,000 just for workstations. So I think we could dial that back. And for example, if you just take the tax levy component out of there, which is this contribution for asset replacement, you wouldn't have to, and then not draw it out in 2019, you'd still be left with $291,000 to spend. That's a lot of money. And to spend $120,000 in just in workstations is a huge number to me. So, you know, I don't understand how you could replace that many workstations in 1 year to come up with $120,000. So, anyway.
So, Councillor, that was the full $100,000 that you wanted to reduce it by, correct?
Sorry, Mr. Chair.
That was $100,000. You wanted the total $100,000 taken out?
Yeah. I mean, again, it still leaves almost $300,000 to spend just on hardware.
Ms. Morano?
Through the chair, really at council's direction, on this one, there is a regular replacement cycle that's set up in order to make sure that the integrity of the system is maintained. It's not, I understand the thought that it would be over budgeting in prior years, but in fact, what a lot of it is with the carry forward is that because a lot of the hardware items are so costly, it is budgeted over a number of years so that when the time is right, the funds are there, similar to what was happening with the fire reserve fund for staffing. So it's not necessarily that it was over budgeted, but there are over 500 users, and so if the replacement is done on a regular basis, it keeps us current as opposed to getting behind. But if council is of the opinion that that should be reduced, then we're at your direction.
Great. Further questions or comments? So the only comment I'll make, and it's a generic comment as opposed to this, we're pulling an awful lot of money out of going into reserves. That's not money that's being spent, but it's money that's going to need to be spent. At some point in time in the future, this stuff has a way of biting you. So we can, continue to reduce the tax rate here, but there will be a knock on the door when we need to spend the money. So reducing contributions to capital is not a great strategy for keeping taxes low. Ms. Morano.
Thank you, Your Worship, and through you again. Just a point as well. In looking at the comparative numbers, this current year looks high with the $1 million addition is for the replacement of the LDO system, which is basically a highly complex system that has outreach into all the departments. If you were to take out the $1 million contribution and the overall cost, I think the overall capital expenditure on IT as a whole is actually lower than it was in previous years.
Thank you. That'll call the question. All in support? Opposed? And that is carried. Councillor Neal.
So just so the budget for software for 2019, as I understand it again, is
Give us a page, Counselor.
I'm looking at the 1,651 for just for software. So I just had some questions. There's a note here that says allocated from existing carry forwards from prior year's budgets, 451,000. So is that, does that mean that, again, that's money that was not spent, that was collected from the tax levy, not spent in prior years?
Through the chair, that is the IT strategic plan document, I believe, that you're looking at, correct? We're trying to find the page.
No, just, it's that chart.
It's that one, okay.
So, guess what? We need to number eight.
Second capital page for corporate services.
So the second capital page for corporate services.
The detail that Councillor Neal was talking about, though, is not on that page. So to answer your question, Councillor Neal, yes, there was some carryover from prior years. Finance staff has been working with the IT department to clean up the way in which it's reported, the way in which it's carried forward, as well as, and this is kind of more of a fundamental change with me, and part of the budget policy that was coming forth in May is unspent budgeted funds, which are unspent after 2 years, have to be rebudgeted for. So it's kind of a disincentive to squirrel away funds. Sometimes what happens is items are budgeted for, the Director of Corporate Services can correct me. What happens sometimes is we may think we need a piece of software, and during the year, another alternative might pop up. So there are some unspent funds, or a project gets pushed off because another project kind of leapfrogged it. That is being cleaned up, and we spent a significant amount of time with IT cleaning that up to roll into this strategic IT plan, which you have in front of you.
Okay, so I'm going to move a motion to reduce the total IT software spend by 400,000 for 2019.
By Councillor Trail. Questions, comments?
So if I could speak to it, Mr. Chair, it still leaves like a pretty healthy amount, 1,251,000. And the lion's share of this is this planning software that, but my understanding is it still hasn't even been selected.
So, Councillor, none of us have that information. I wonder if we take a 10-minute break so we can all...
Sure.
Do they? Okay.
I wouldn't mind a break anyway. Move for 10 minutes, please.
Okay. Seconded by Councillor Trail. All in support. Opposed? Carried. I just have to do it. Oh, I didn't. Okay, Councillor Neal, you've got motion, so you're withdrawing what you had.
I'm going to change my motion, if that's okay, to
let's withdraw.
Or withdraw it.
Yep. Okay, and you have a new and improved version.
Sorry, what's that?
You have a new and improved version.
I have new and improved motion. So it'll my motion is to delete the $200,000 contribution to software 2019 from the tax levy. If I can get a seconder.
Thank you, Councillor Jones.
So, similar to the hardware, so the total spend this year is supposed to be $1,651,000. Is $1 million being allocated from the building reserve fund for the planning system? Not sure exactly when that'll take place. My understanding is nothing's actually been selected yet at this point, so that spend may not happen this year in total. But there's prior years unspent money of 451,000. So it would leave $1,451 to spend, and then, you know, some of the, there'd have to be some parsing out. Now, if you go to the bottom, though, I'd ask everyone to look at the bottom, because in there, right at the very bottom of the purple section, there's a contingency of $121,700. So there's a built-in contingency, which is a lot of money, you know, almost 10%. So I question whether, if we're deleting this $200,000 for this year, whether we're really going to lose out. I don't think so, because, you know, look where a lot of that money is sort of being housed, is in a contingency. So anyway, that's just, I could be wrong on this, but I don't think so. The and I, again, we've been, in my mind, because I brought this up, we've been over budgeting on some of this stuff, and now we're just allowing this to catch up a bit. So thank you.
Questions, comments? Councilor Trail.
Sorry, to the mover, can you just repeat what the total was, $1,006,000, and what's being moved, and what the reduction is?
Well, the reduction is the tax component of $200,000, so it would be $1,451,000 authorized.
$200,000. Is that correct?
$200,000 would be the reduction. Right. But whether there's really a reduction is it, with the contingency there is a question, right? Okay.
Further questions, comments? Ms. Morano, you probably can't answer this, but you know, are we in fact going to be leaving things on the table undone by reducing this with the 200, or are we going to be able to get everything done that we need to get done?
Through the chair, if I may, I will refer that to the CAO for comment, if I may.
I'll answer that by saying I don't anticipate that there'll be funds left on the table. There's a lot of uncertainty with the LDO replacement. There's a number in here that is, I'll say it's a guess, and it's an incredibly conservative guess based on what other municipalities have had to incur by way of expenses to replace a system like this. The tender is going to go out this month. We'll get, or the RFQ will go out this month, and we'll see what comes back. But we are hoping for the best. But I, from everything that I've heard from talking to IT and all the departments that have been involved in the process, and this has involved every department, that project alone, we'd be very fortunate if we kept it to that $1.1 million estimate. So taking the monies out of the budget, I mean, obviously if council wants to do it, that's what we'll do, and we'll respect that. But what we tried to do with this chart was to bring things up to speed. Councilor Neal, we listened to you about, you know, trying to trace the funds or trying to figure out what things what funds are available. This plan here is based on the next 5 years and what we anticipate the municipal needs to be. And we took into account every nickel that we could find that had been allocated towards IT projects. So in addition, so what would happen if there's a cost overrun on that project, it won't just affect that project, it'll potentially affect every other project that we're planning to address over the next 5 years. The above the line here is the extra, the new work, if you will, that was identified in the IT strategic plan. These are things, business systems that we have to replace. We've gone through the exercise with department heads of trying to prioritize, and some departments got what they wanted with this LDO replacement. Others have had to wait. The clerk's department has to wait for a little bit for their records management system, but it's all based on a sustainable level of IT funding, and it's non-exact science. I can't guarantee you that these numbers are 100% accurate, but that's in part the nature of this business, or the purchases you have to make, the costs you have to incur. The big caveat I want to throw in front of council is that $1.1 million. We all kind of think that that's going to be a very conservative estimate. The cost could be much greater than that, and so what we're hoping to have and maintain was a sustainable IT levy amount so that we could take these projects and plan for them to fund them over the next 5 years.
All right, anything further? So I'm going to repeat my comments. Guys, if you want stuff to get done around here, you can't continue to cut resources. If you cut resources, things don't get done. You know, and If we do and we get complaints later, we're going to have to look in the mirror. Call the question. All in support? Opposed? That is carried.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to move. We increase the clerk's budget for parking enforcement to $350,000. That's page 37.
It's not going to matter. Don't waste it. It's not going to matter.
Through the chair, just so Councillor Neal knows, we would also have to increase the contribution to the parking lot reserve fund by the same amount.
So I'll skip that one. Okay, so I'm going to move that we eliminate consulting for $60,000 for community services, page 175.
Seconded by Councillor Trail. No, I'm shocked. Councillor Jones. Okay, I knew one or the other.
We have combined, as I pointed out to the Director of Community Services, we have a combined 70 years of facility experience residing just in the two individuals that are largely in charge there. So I'm suggesting that we don't need an outside individual to tell us what we need, and so anyway, I won't belabor that one, but and the fact that just to talk about the library maybe coming, being housed in the same facility again, it's an intriguing idea. Do we really need someone, for example, from London to come down and tell us whether that's a good idea or not? So anyway, those are my thoughts. Thank you.
Councillor Drill.
Through the chair, I won't support this motion. I did sit down with Community Services as the liaison to ask about this expenditure, because I too think we do rely too heavily on consultants. With that said, it's my understanding that given the complexities involved in the new twin ice pad / pool / potential, you know, kid pool versus swim team appropriate deep water pool / library involvement, that I do think this is an area where we do need to rely on some outside expertise, because I was advised that we don't have that expertise in-house. And as this is something that I do want to see go ahead in Bowmanville, which is a new twin ice pad with pool, I fully support what our community services department needs to make this a reality within the next couple years, or at least the first few steps.
Further questions, comments? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, recorded vote, please.
On the motion to eliminate the consulting fees of $60,000 for community services, Councillor Anderson?
No.
Councillor Hooper?
No.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Councillor Trail?
No.
Mayor Foster?
No. And that motion fails.
Okay, next motion, Mr. Chair, is delete the display case for $15,000 from community services.
Seconder, Councillor Jones, thank you. Questions, comments?
Which page?
I'm seeing staff pore over. Can you tell us why we need that display case?
Through the chair, this is a program that was initiated in conjunction with the Bowmanville Museum and Archives, and it's to take our displays out into our recreation complexes and to finish that program off. Council doesn't want to pursue that program. We can stop it. It's neither here nor there.
I think that was actually council directed a couple of years ago to get archives out of the museum and swap up our service delivery.
That's correct, Your Worship.
Thank you. Which line are you looking at, Councillor Neal?
It's not a line, it's one of the sheets. Capital sheets.
Through the chair, it's listed as furniture and fixtures in the facility admin portion of the capital budget. It's a $15,000.
Through the chair, if I'm assuming that's project 17701.
And it's not to do with the museum, it's the Clarington Hall of Fame.
Mr. Caruana, the suggestion is that's for the Hall of Fame. Now, was the display case in the Hall of Fame for the museum, or is it in fact something different?
Through the chair, it's a joint venture with the museums and our own staff. If you recall, the museum a couple of years ago had sports athletes on display. With our work and with a Sports Hall of Fame, it was suggested that we combine those two efforts and take the sports memorabilia out to the community, not just house it at the museum or at the Hall of Fame. So what you'll see is we have display cases, South Curtis Arena, Al Strike Complex, Darlington Sports Center, the Rickard Complex, where we have a rotating display of our sports memorabilia, and it kind of supports what we do with the Sports Hall of Fame and the museum's efforts in that regard.
Great. Further questions, comments? Madam Clerk, recorded vote, please. Oh, sorry, Councillor Hooper, I didn't see your hand. Go ahead.
Oh, I had hit me on the screen again. Sorry about that. So you to Director Caruana. So this would be an extension of the, for example, athletes in Curtis or if wherever it goes, it would be an extension of publicizing, you know, the heroes of the day, so to speak, and sort of reciprocate so that it would draw people to the museum as well?
That's exactly it, Councillor, through the chair. It's already a program that's in place, and we want to finish it off and complete all of our seven buildings for the most part. So they're in four, I believe, of them now, and this would provide for the opportunity to complete it.
Okay, thank you.
Anything further? Madam Clerk.
The motion is to delete the capital item project 17701 in the amount of $15,000 representing the display case. Councillor Anderson?
Yes.
Councillor Hooper?
No.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Councillor Trail?
Yes.
Mayor Foster?
No. And that motion passes.
Okay, page 215, Mr. Chair, I'm going to move that OP review consulting for planning be 100,000, not 160.
Seconded by Councillor Jones. Questions, comments? Mr. Pinn.
Through the chair, so council is aware 144,000 of that 160,000 is coming from DC funds. Mm-hmm.
I just, again, I no secret. I believe we have the expertise in-house to do that type of work. So I think we have highly qualified planning staff that I think end up educating the consultants. And a lot of that work seems to be where they have these public meetings and then I know our planning staff work hard at being there and answering a lot of the questions, and I sometimes question the need for some outside firm to even be there, but won't belabor it.
All right, further questions or comments?
Can we get the page number?
Page, Councillor Neal?
Yep. 215.
Sorry?
215.
215?
Yes, not 15.
You got that?
Yes.
All right, so that is to reduce the budget from 160 to 100. Correct, Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to look at Mr. Seaman, I'll give you a break. Ms. Langmaid, OP is a rather large, important document.
The line itself is somewhat misnamed. It's called OP because at one time it was, but in fact...
Ms. Langmaid, could you speak right into the mic, please?
Sorry, it was called OP at one time, but it's rather misnamed now because it's actually the implementation of the official plan. So 100,000 of this was for zoning studies, things like on-site parking regulations, intensification into older neighborhoods, form-based zoning, and a peer review of the draft zoning bylaw. That's what 100,000 of it was for. And the other 60,000 of it is for the region's comprehensive municipal or municipal comprehensive review that they're currently undergoing for the growth plan 2017 review, we would have to comment on that about the land budget, and that's what the other 60,000 is for.
Anything further? Sorry, Mr. Penn.
Through the chair, for so council is aware, this would be also a reduction in the transfer from the DC study, then reduced by 54,000. So the tax levy implication is 6, because it's a 1090 split.
All right, Councillor Anderson.
Through the chair, I just wanted to know, do we have staff in-house that's capable of doing this work? Straight question.
Thank you. Ms. Langmaid?
Currently, we have a number of staff in-house who are very highly talented, as Councillor Neal has commented. The problem is having enough time to get to all of the things that we need to do, especially finishing the zoning bylaw within the allocated time.
Anything further? Madam Clerk, recorded vote, please. There's going to be a theme here.
On the motion to reduce the account identified as OP review by 60,000 to 100,000, Councillor Anderson?
Yes.
Councillor Hooper?
No.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Councillor Trail?
Yes.
Mayor Foster?
No. That motion is carried. Councillor Neal.
Okay, so I'm going to move to delete the outdoor recreation study for 75,000 from engineering. Okay,
seconded by Councillor Jones. Thank you. Questions or comments?
If I could, Mr. Chair, I quite frankly, I don't understand why we would have to engage, you know, whoever it is, SEMA or GHD or any of these other firms to do this type of work. Like we have trails, we're developing those. We have parks, we have cycling. You know, we have an active transportation committee that's quite enthused about their work. I don't understand this one. I'm just looking for the page. I don't have the page offhand, but I think this came up during the preliminary budget discussion as well, so thanks.
Okay, Mr. Penn.
Through the chair, the summary is on page 87 of the appendix, line by line, and it is capital project 19005. Funded 7,500 from reserve funds and 67,500 from development charges.
Questions or comments? Mr. Horvath, you and I have spoken about this. You know, this will help instruct what we're doing moving forward. So the, I think it was the Baseball Association, everyone is looking for additional resources, whether you play soccer, lacrosse, baseball, football. This would help instruct us as to what we should be focusing long term to support the needs of the community, correct?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, in terms of our meetings with our outdoor sports users, they're looking for that master plan of where we're moving forward, where new fields are going to be built in the next few years.
Thank you. Anything further? Madam Clerk, recorded vote, please.
On the motion to delete the $75,000 project for outdoor recreation needs study, Councillor Anderson?
No.
Councillor Hooper?
No.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Councillor Trail?
Yes.
Mayor Foster?
No. And that motion fails. Councillor Neal.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a motion on road maintenance operations to reduce that by the global amount of 250,000 on page 142.
Seconded by Councillor Jones. Thank you.
So
Sorry, we're on page 142?
Yep, please.
And I'm sorry, which item are you looking at?
Okay, so if you go to the bottom...
What's the last four digits in the line, Councillor?
So this is the total, $3,057,240.
Oh, okay, just the total expenditure.
Yeah, so I'm just talking the total here. So the idea of this motion is what is already $720,000 increase would become south of $500,000, which is still almost 20%. Now, within all those categories, it would be up to the Director of Operations to decide where that could be born. For example, some of it may come from catch basins. So there's a really hefty increase for catch basins of $274,000 alone just for catch basins. Increase is $105,000 just for catch basins. So the idea would be within that increase of $723,000, just come up with $250,000 of reductions. So I think it's...
So you're moving the 723,450 to 500,000? Do I understand that correctly?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, so to reduce the reduce total expenditures by... $223,450. Mr. Pinton.
Through the chair, just so everyone is aware, count number 7163, which is the urban rural tree contract, $385,000 is being funded from the tax rate stabilization reserve fund for that. So the increase that's shown as 723,450 is actually a levy increase of only 338,450.
Right. But that would drop the levy increase down by that 223,000.
Assuming that the urban rural trees stays in, yes.
Right. Yeah. But that would be up to the Director of Operations, essentially, if this motion passes.
Questions or comments? Mr. Horvath, do you have an opinion?
I had my hand up. Sir, I had my hand up.
Sorry, Councillor Hooper. I'm going
to
sit up in my chair.
Well, either that or move the screen.
Councillor Hooper.
My question was going to be exactly that to Mr. Horvath. Would there be a decrease in the level of service that we'd be offering? Like, for example, would that impact our senior snow clearing, some of the other things that are in there, too, as well?
Through the chair to Councillor Hooper. That 723,450 was based on, as Director of Finance indicated, the EAB replacement program of 385. There is ditching there and drainage of 105. There is an adjustment in terms of emergency trees where we've been overspent the last few years, and we just tried to reflect an actual. Seniors program, we've raised that $20,000. Council is aware in last council in terms of the expense to that program, and council in their wisdom increased that by $15 a person in starting in this year. There's some staffing adjustments, so we allocate all our staff in various accounts, so that's included in there, which I can't, if I move it out of here, I've got to find some other place for it. There is some money there for BIA garbage receptacle replacements. We want to increase that replacement program for us. And there's some work we have to do in terms of our contamination plan at Hampton in terms of our old fuel tanks that were buried in ground. We're still doing that. So that's the things that were included in that. It certainly won't decrease our level of service, but there'll be some things that won't happen in 2019 if this gets approved.
Thank you.
Do you have anything further? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, recorded vote, please.
On the motion to reduce the overall increase from $723,450 down to $500,000, Councillor Anderson?
Yes.
Counselor Hooper?
No.
Counselor Jones?
Yes.
Counselor Neal?
Yes.
Counselor Trail?
No.
Mayor Foster?
No. That motion fails. Counselor Neal?
Just a question on page 143. My understanding is, like, of this budgeted amount here, for how much it would be for crack sealing?
Sorry, Counselor, I didn't hear you.
Page 143, how much of that would be for crack sealing?
With the increase that we're asking for in that, the crack sealing would be $65,000.
Okay. It just doesn't seem like so municipal-wide, the total crack sealing expenditure is $65,000?
That's correct.
Okay. Like, it just doesn't seem sufficient to me, and, I just think we should be, we're increasing the pavement markings by 40,000, but, you know, I just see that as money. I question how we're prioritizing the dollars in that whole category there. So, anyway, I just think that should be a higher priority item personally. But
so you're looking for a response for Mr. Horvath?
Well, actually, and Mr. Cannella.
Gentlemen?
Well, as I explained to Councilor Neal before, as a fact is this budget or this amount is worked upon between engineering and operations, and to my recollection, this is satisfactory in terms of what they've requested, and unless the Director of Engineering wants to add anything to that.
Mr. Cannella.
In terms of road improvements, anything that's any increase would certainly be worthwhile. However, you know, if you have to start cutting things elsewhere, you may actually be shooting your foot off. So to me, if this is where the numbers are, then this is the best we can do. I'm okay with that.
So I'm going to also move, Mr. Chair, on page 78, under engineering, there's $100,000 for consulting.
Okay, and your motion is, Councillor?
Bear with me. So my motion would be to reduce that by 75,000. So engineering admin consulting.
Seconded by Councillor Jones, Councillor Trail, who's in? Councillor Jones, thank you.
So my understanding is this is in addition to all the consulting work that'll be done by all the, as for any projects that we send to the outside firms. So last year the expenditure was 3,500. The year before that was 43,000. So I think it's 25,000 would be a fair average. I don't know why we would build 100,000 in for that. So thanks.
Councilor Hooper.
Can I just ask Mr. Cannella what the idea was behind putting it to that amount? Please.
Purpose of that account is to deal with issues that occur in the subdivisions. Some of the money for these, for this budget, the operating budget, actually comes from the engineering inspection account. So it can fluctuate from year to year, and I think that's what you see. In 2017, 2018, my guess is the previous years would have been much higher. So what we do is when there's an issue in a subdivision and we do not agree with the developer's consultant, I have the flexibility to go out and get a geotechnical engineer or a structural engineer to challenge that issue. And that supports why we will or will not assume the works within the subdivision. Granted, it appears low for the last couple of years, but I just think that's a bit of an oddity, because I do recall we've used that account a fair bit in the past, but that's my best recollection of that particular account.
Thank you.
Anything further? Councillor Anderson.
Through the chair, back to the first question, pardon my ignorance. What is crack sealing? I'm trying to...
Oh, sorry, not related to this, but, the consulting would lead to recommendations on crack sealing. Mr. Cannella, can you explain what crack sealing is and our crack sealing protocol?
I always think it's like a ceiling, but
it's exactly what it sounds like, Mr. Anderson.
Okay, I'm going to try and make the best shot at what you're trying to ask me here, but
why don't we start with
that particular account?
I'm being clever here. So what is crack sealing?
Sorry?
Crack sealing for roadways. Could you describe
sealing,
that, please?
It doesn't occur usually in a subdivision while it's being constructed, but it can. However, what it is that through our pavement management program, there's a series of improvements that should be made to extend the life to its maximum of any given road. A subdivision that's been assumed and is in our hands, say, 7 to 10 years after it was constructed, it should be looked at for crack sealing. So the reason behind it is to keep the water out and not contaminate your
When you see a crack, you put in tar stuff, sealant.
There's a solution that's used, yes, that's correct.
Is that?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Yes. The clerk suggests a more technical answer is it's all the squiggly things you see on the roads. It's highly technical. Any further questions on reducing that fund from $100,000 to $25,000? I thought it was reduce it by 75, not to 75, correct? It's by 75. Mr. Cannella, you spent $43,000 in 17. You're suggesting to us that you probably spent more than that. Are you aware of anything that would get you near to the 100? So 25 is a fraction of what you spent in 17.
I'm quite sure that pre-2017, those numbers were quite a bit higher than that. That's why we left the number at 100. It's flexible. It depends on what's happening out in the field.
All right. If you could get those numbers to us prior to council, that would be helpful. Thank you. Madam Clerk, on that motion, recorded vote, please.
On the motion to reduce by $75,000 the engineering admin consulting, Councillor Anderson?
Yes.
Councillor Hooper?
No.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Councillor Trail?
Yes.
Mayor Foster?
There's a theme emerging. No, that motion has passed.
Motion on the same page. Budget 28, engineering studies go from 80,000 to 25,000.
Where's that?
Okay, so that is the second last from the bottom. So you want to reduce that to $25,000? Seconded by Councillor Jones. Thank you.
So last 2 years, 2850 and zero. So why increase that by 57,000 is beyond me, but thanks.
Mr. Cannella.
The 23,500 It was in the 2019, it's been carried over, and it's for the Newcastle drainage study that we've been trying to get completed. There's an active transportation safe roads policy we're developing for $10,000 through all the hamlets, and the $10,000 simply to do topo surveys, property confirmation. The active transportation, again, we are doing counts to try to get a good handle on where cyclists, pedestrians are going. That's $5,000. And I believe the last project is an application we made for a national disaster mitigation program. It's a federal program where there's 50% project costs. We submitted an application, and we should be hearing back from the federal government whether we've been successful. And what the project does, it identifies road crossings that may be flooded during major storm events, identify opportunities to reduce, eliminate these flood impacts, and as well erosion protection of these areas. And this is in conjunction with our efforts in with climate change. So those are the projects that are included in the 80,000.
Okay, questions or comments from committee? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, court of vote, please.
On the motion to reduce engineering studies to $20,000.
$25,000.
Councillor Anderson?
No.
Councillor Hooper?
Nope.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Councillor Trail?
Yes.
Mayor Foster?
No. That motion fails. Before you go ahead, Councillor, do any of the other councillors have anything at this point in time? Carry on, Councillor Neal.
So I'm going to move a motion to defer the George Reynolds extension, Mr. Chair.
Seconded by Councillor Jones.
So just it's to connect George Reynolds Drive between Curtis Road and Harry Gay Drive. And this is in the budget binder under Project 32330-17113. It's about a $2,350,000 project. It's what I call kind of the road to nowhere. There's going to be no houses built around it. It's going to be a narrower road from what I understand, simply because it's they don't need it to be wide. There's lots of access for those residents onto Hancock Road, Harry Gay Drive, onto Nash Road. So nice to have, but I mean, my concern is we're not really, it's not really doing a whole lot to address the transportation issues in Curtis, which we're going to get, we'll be looking at, I think, especially on Prestonville. So,
questions or comments?
Through the chair, so everyone is aware, if you go to page 88 for the summary, this is project 32-330-17113, George Reynolds Drive extension, $2,350,000 coming from development charges.
DC. That is DC funded, Councillor. You're aware of that?
Well, again, we're going to hear from the region, Mr. Chair, on.
It's a simple question. I just.
No, I understand, but I just. I'll have to move for a second time around, I guess, if I want to make further comments. So.
Well, no, you get to wind up if no one else has any other questions.
Okay.
So, Councillor Anderson.
Through the chair, could someone tell me, is there going to be houses? What's the rationale for opening up George Reynolds at this point?
The purpose of George Reynolds is to provide support to the east-west traffic in Curtis. It's to provide additional transit opportunities. It's to provide active transportation systems into that neighborhood, as well as connecting to other neighborhoods within the Hancock neighborhood. These requirements that I've explained were all addressed in the Clarendon Transportation Master Plan. And so we move forward with getting this project in place. The comment about reducing the pavement width is accurate. The reason for it is we looked at the road carefully and felt that environmental considerations for this stretch of road would outweigh constructing the road typically with an urban curb and gutter storm sewers. So what we ended up doing was going with a different cross section that was contained in our environmental assessment report. And we felt that we could build a multi-purpose trail as part of that cross-section, and that road would blend in, yet meet all the requirements from the master transportation plan. The last thing I will tell you about that, I think the treasurer touched on it. This is a project that is in our DC. This project was identified. It was a requirement for the development of the Hancock neighborhood.
Thank you.
Any further questions of Mr. Cannella? Councilor Neal?
Well, the number one priority in our transportation master plan is, that I recall, is Prestonvale and Highway 2. We're going to have the region come. One of the first questions I want to ask them is, what is in their plans, because I don't see anything in their plans to deal with, for example, Prestonvale and Highway 2. There's 10,000 cars a day going down Prestonvale, yet this money is being spent up in an area where, you know, I'm sure the car count is going to be like in the hundreds a day versus what's on Prestonvale. And you go, all the growth that's in southeast Curtis, that's not only on the books right now, but it's going to be on the books when the Southeast Secondary Plan gets underway. I just don't understand it. So, you know, it's like a project looking for a place to happen in my mind. So that's all. Thanks.
Mr. Cannella.
Prestonvale Highway 2 intersection and George Reynolds are apples and oranges. They're fun. A requirement or the need for improvements there are totally the region's responsibility. When they come here, they'll explain that to you. As far as George Reynolds, it is a project, in my opinion, it was in our development charges. It's a requirement. To do nothing, to me, makes no sense, but it could be deleted, and I think you'll find that residents live in that neighborhood probably be a short change from some regards. I can do whatever council wishes on this project, but I would recommend that we follow the transportation master plan. And the last remark is about Prestonvale. And one of the things that I'm trying to work with the region is that I want the region to connect Highway 2 and Prestonvale with Bloor and Prestonvale. And this is something that I did discuss with Councillor Neal some time ago, that's the intent that should be happening, and that's what I'll be pushing the region to do. But it's not my responsibility to be looking after or spending money on Prestonvale and Highway 2.
Thank you, Mr. Cannella. Mr. Cannella, this was somewhat controversial 8 years ago, 7 years ago. It's been many years since, and this has been part of our strategy for how many years, if you had to make a guess?
It's always been identified in our official plan, so it's not a surprise. So I'd say easily you're looking at this was an active project of ours least 10, 12 years.
Okay, and I recall some of the dialogue around it. You described this as an integral part of the road network in Curtis. Would you still describe it that way?
Yes, it is an integral part. The one thing I failed to mention, and I should, there is the construction of this roadway also opens up a residential development opportunity in that stretch, so there are residents who are relying on us moving forward.
Thank you. Madam Clerk. Okay, second time around, moved by Councillor Anderson, seconded by Councillor Hooper, all in support. Opposed? That is carried. Councillor
Through Anderson. The chair, you did say this will enhance and allow public transit to come to the area, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. It's not my community.
Anything further? Madam Clerk.
On the motion to delete the George Reynolds extension project in the amount of...
So the motion was to defer. So.
Defer. Okay, Councillor Anderson?
No.
Councillor Hooper?
No.
Councillor Jones?
Yes.
Councillor Neal?
Yes.
Councillor Trail?
Yes.
Mayor Foster?
No. That motion is lost. Councillor Neal? Oh, sorry, Councillor Hooper, go ahead. Councillor Neal.
Mr. Chair, I just wonder if I could interject for a minute so you can get caught up on your notes there, Councillor Neal. It's just to ask a question in regards to one of the items that's Councillor Zwart's not here today, but I was just going to, I wonder if I could just interject and ask the Director of Engineering in regards to one of the items that he's got on the extra sheets here at the back in regards to Newcastle and the Diane Hamery facility there. I believe when last term of council, there was a skateboard park that was supposed to be allocated in that particular area. And I just wondered, in the study that you have listed here through the chair, it doesn't have anything in regards to that. And I just wondered, is that going to be included in the study? Will that be part of the, because I think it was when we just last term of council, it was something that was to be moved forward, like the skateboard park.
Your recollection is quite accurate. What happened was that we were going to move forward phase one of the community park there. And the community park can accommodate baseball, soccer, skate park, other things sort of like that are in a community park. What we will be doing this year is going out, meeting with the residents in the area, having a public information center, and get information as to what they're looking for, as well as the users. So what ends up going in that park, phase one, would be something that council will be aware of this year, because we'll go out to the public and we'll be reporting back what the public says and finalizing the design for council's endorsement. And then in 2020, our intention is to move forward with that construction.
So I guess where I'm going is there enough in that fund that you're asking for, you know, in regards to 75,000, should it be more? That's all I was looking at. I know we're going totally against the grain, but I'm just asking.
There's two projects out there that you may be confusing. One is for 75,000.
Right, the 1.5 million is?
Correct, that's right. The actual Newcastle Community Park, phase one.
Okay, good, okay, thank you.
That still is there. For now, I guess. It's the other 75,000 that was discussed, which was
perfect.
Townwide, what's the trends and
okay.
That sort of thing.
Thank you, and thank you, Councillor Neal, for letting me interject. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Councillor.
Question, through the chair to the Director of Engineering, why are we spending 300,000 on doing an interchange study for the 401? I don't follow that. Like, that's a provincial road.